الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، الله جل وعلا يقول: لن تنالوا البر حتى تنفقوا مما تحبون. الله سبحانه وتعالى mentioned and said that you cannot reach the level of birr, the level of piety and darajat with Allah سبحانه وتعالى until and unless you spend in the path of Allah سبحانه وتعالى that which you love the most. I want to remind you and myself, my brothers and sisters, that especially in the path leading to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the path of reaching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of trying to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, trying to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we sometimes fall into this trap where we feel that just because now we have started becoming religious, just because now that we have started praying tahajjud and we have started making sure that we maintain the rules of halal and haram and that we are, that we pray on time and so on and so forth, we think that now therefore things will become easy for us. Whereas actually the opposite is true. The higher level you go, the more difficult the exam, and that's the reason why the Anbiya alayhimu salam were tested the most, because their level was the highest. Of course, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from the tests, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make the tests easy for us and make it easy for us to pass those tests. But do remember that the closer you get towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the tougher the exams. It's like in school and college, the exam for the nursery and primary classes are obviously, those are just fun and games. But as you go higher up and then you come to the board exams and then you go to the final qualifying exam, which after which you leave school and then you go to the other exam, which is the entrance exam to the university. And the bigger and more famous the university, the tougher the entrance exam. And then of course the more difficult technical course you take, the more difficult the exam, and so on. And this is the rule of life. And in the end, if you want to win a Nobel Prize and so on, you really have to slog very hard, and you really have to do some very creative and wonderful things in order to be able to get that global recognition. Now, if this is the dunya, then think about the akhirah. So the thing that I remind myself and you is that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ, it means that we need to be able to give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that which we love the most. Now, the issue is, sometimes when we talk about this spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we think it just means spending money. That's not true. It is spending money also, but at the same time, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that which is the most beloved for you, in some cases, it might be sleep. It might be something that you like to sleep in the morning, but instead of that, you get up early, you pray, and you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For some people, it might be giving up the membership of this club or that club, because that is the thing that is the, you know, that is the most difficult to do, right? For some other people, it might be, giving up, the desire for fame and name, because that is the most difficult thing to do. For other people, it might be something else, which is the dearest to you. And that's the key thing is this, the thing which is dearest to you, the thing which is most difficult to give up. So that is one side of the story. The other side of the story, obviously, is that if you pass the examination, then you are now qualified, you have a higher status in society, you get a better job, you get more money, you are more famous, and so on and so forth. So there is a payoff as well to that. So when we talk about this spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, na'udhubillah, we should not think of this as some kind of punishment. It is not. It is the way of earning greater and greater reward with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we talk about this, we talk about it with great looking forward to the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is the reward for this? The reward for this is the acceptance of dua. To take again the best of examples, which is the example of the Anbiya, they had the toughest tests and their dua was the most accepted. And that is the proof that when you pass those tests, your du'as are more accepted. The du'as of the people who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves are the people whose du'as are most accepted, and whose du'as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala listens to and accepts before their hands come down. When they raise their hands in du'a, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts the du'a before the hand comes down. And this is the great draw for us. This is the great great incentive for us to say that what can I do to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which will make me which will make my dua accepted like this. That before, now ask yourself, do you really want your dua to be accepted? And if the answer is yes, then this is what we have to do. This is what we have to do. Give up those things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like. Spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that which is dearest to you, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open the doors. Now, when especially people who are interested in tarbiyah, especially people who are interested in doing the work of the deen, do remember that when you are doing the work of deen, any impediments that come, any difficulties that come, are tests for you. They are tests from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These difficulties are not random. It didn't just happen. And it is not going to go away by conceptualizing this marketing technique or that, fundraising technique or whatever it is that you're looking for. It's not going to go away by that. Those techniques are going to be completely worthless. Because the difficulty is spiritual. The difficulty is spiritual. The difficulty is that you are standing there and you have to pass this test. And that test is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And until you pass that test, that difficulty will not be removed. And let me be very, very clear about this. I remind myself and you, let us open our eyes and let us face facts. Wallahi, the day will come when our eyes will be opened for us. And let us not wait for that day to come. So do what you know you must do. Get some backbone and do what you know you must do. Because the point is that unless you do that, the difficulty will not go away, and all the other material means that you adopt will fail. Every single one of them will fail because the difficulty is spiritual. For a spiritual difficulty, you cannot deal with it with material things. You have to deal with it with spiritual things. And that spiritual thing is tawbah. That spiritual thing is to spend in the path of Allah Jalla wa Ala. That spiritual thing is to face facts and say, this is something that is coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I have to accept this, and I have to make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helped Yunus alayhi salam, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to do that which is pleasing to him and to be pleased with us. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وآله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.